Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Me and the Gals. I am here joined by Sophia and Karina. My name is Ricardia. And the three of us have a bilateral friendship, if you will, because I'm here in Berlin in Germany. And the gals, as I like to call them, even though I know that sounds very bad in some feminist ears, they are in Sweden. So gals, if you just want to say hi real quick, let us know who you are.
Hi there. I'm Karina. I'm here in Sweden together with
Sophia, and we are really happy to be here.
Lovely. It's always good to be here with you too. We've already talked about that we maybe want to do an episode, right, on long distance friendships, not just relationships, but friendships, because that's something the three of us struggle with a little bit because we don't see each other as much as we would like. So today we're going to talk about a subject that all three of us, when we discussed it, were like, oh, that's a tough one, which is forgiveness. So I'm going to start out with you by saying that for me, the word itself can sometimes already be a bit of an explosive issue. Like, I found it at times in my life very hard when people would say, you have to find it in yourself to forgive. I was always like, okay, right, I'll put that on my to-do list together with, you know, making a million tomorrow. Maybe a couple out of the things that I thought were really impossible. So maybe to just start us off, what does that word evoke in each of you when you hear forgiveness?
Oh, forgiveness is a tough one.
I think that is the thing I struggle the most with, to be honest.
For you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Because I am a Virgo and I'm also HSP.
Highly sensitive person, yes.
And also quite angry sometimes.
Yeah, you have one hell of a temperament.
Yes, but it's been it's better now. But I find it very difficult. I find it very difficult, especially if I'm being mistreated, or Karina is being mistreated, or anyone I love.
I suppose in comparison to you, I find it easier to forgive.
Yeah, but that's not a good thing, I think.
I don't know.
I love how she rushed in, the Virgo, with the judgment.
I wasn't even going to say whether it's good or bad. I'm just trying to think, what am I and how do I handle that? There are a couple of things in my life, though, that I find really hard to forgive. I think I'm very Taurus, if we should put that angle to this conversation. I am a Taurus, and you can treat me bad for a long time without reaction, really. But when it comes to a stop for me, it really comes to a stop. And then there is like no turning back, I feel. And I have a couple of those incidents in my life where I find it hard to forgive.
I love that you're being so honest about it, especially because I will join you in the feeling that I find it a very hard concept. Since we're all getting naked here, I'm too a Virgo, just like Sophia, but in the moon calendar, which apparently has a lot of meaning, I'm apparently a Libra, so there you go. In terms of forgiveness, whatever those two things mean, I also find that it's something that is expected of women more than it is of men sometimes. I don't know if you would agree with me on this necessarily.
Yeah, that's interesting. I definitely think so. Yeah, we're all supposed to be the big one. But I think, I mean, during the last couple of years, I have been faced with some really difficult issues and things that happened in the past. So those things, I think there are something that, you know, it's totally unforgivable, to be honest. I think so. And it doesn't have to be, you know, who's the bigger person or whatever, but, you know, some things you can't just forgive.
But okay, here's another angle. We sometimes discuss this, don't we? Because I totally believe that the one missing out is the person who can't forgive, because the unforgiven sort of lives on in me, and the other person who I'm not forgiving, he doesn't know, or she doesn't know. And the only one it sort of hurts is myself. So if I were to wish for how I would like to handle the forgiveness, I would like to be able to forgive even the unforgivable, because I believe, I'm not saying I'm living it, I believe that forgiveness is the greatest. And if you can find it in yourself to forgive, you can also be sort of free.
Yeah, but are you talking about forgiving yourself or forgiving
both?
Forgiving both. Yourself is also, of course, not of course, but you know, being that's a also Virgo, difficult to forgive yourself. But I struggle with that. But I have been I'm better at it, to forgive myself for, you know, acting the way I did when I was younger or whatever. But I can't, and I know I have a path to walk here, a long way maybe, but I find it very difficult to forgive people that are deliberately mean, you know.
But you can also see that it's you suffering from it.
No, I don't suffer.
You don't suffer.
That was going to be my question, actually. No. Like, because I know Sophia, of course, and I know you, Karina. And I wonder, because I know in the spiritual scene, there's a lot of talk about what Karina said. As long as you haven't forgiven, you're the one who's paying the price. And I think I read this meme. It was going around a couple of years ago where it was like, you know, if you haven't forgiven someone, it's like drinking poison and expecting them to die from it.
Exactly.
It was that kind of thing. And that's what Karina said. Mm-hmm. But with Sophia, that's my honest question. Do you feel that aspects of you are not integrated or unhappier or still angry because there are certain things you haven't forgiven?
Well, there are different levels of things, I think, that you, for me, I mean, it can be just a bad, you know, somebody treats you bad at work or whatever. And I think this might get a bit complicated, but I think, you know, you see, I am adopted. I was born in India.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've been taught from the very first day that my survival technique is to, you know, if somebody treats me bad, I can just leave that person behind.
Shut them off.
Mm-hmm. Which is a strategy, yes.
Yes, and that makes it easier for me when people are hurting my feelings.
Or letting me down
or treating me bad. I can just close the door and I won't look back. Because they can't never, ever come back in my life again. But it, of course, it doesn't have to be like, you know, it's not like small things, of course, because I am also a person you can talk to. And I
right.
can be forgiven.
Absolutely, I can.
But you mean that when it comes to the big questions?
The big
life,
questions, yeah. I can absolutely just open the door. Close the door and just...
Open the door, let them out and kick them out and close the door again.
Exactly, and I just move on and I don't feel anything, to be honest.
I've done that too. There have been moments in my life where a line was crossed and it is kind of scary how quickly my emotions detached. And then there have, however, been other times where it's like, girl, are you going to pull your ass out of there? Because you should walk away from this situation. It's verbally abusive. Luckily, it hasn't been physically abusive in my experience, but I can't judge your strategy, Sophia, because I think that that can be a very healthy one. But I think it also leads a little bit away from the question, which is forgiveness itself. So one is to protect ourselves and walk away when a situation is toxic and or dangerous to us. But the other is, do we manage to forgive? And do we need to? What I'm hearing from you is you don't necessarily feel like you need to forgive because you've walked away and so it no longer burdens you. Does that feel right, how I recap that?
Yes, in 99% of my cases. But then you can also have the big misfortune that if you are you're having a conflict with somebody and you haven't really solved it and that person dies, then it's much more difficult. Mm-hmm. But I was happy that I forgave that person before she died. Mm. And I'm very, very happy about that. Mm. Otherwise, my life, I would have suffered.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a whole nother can of worms. I mean, that's a whole episode right there. What do you do in the ambivalence that is death, right? Like, that's a whole nother thing. Mm. But let me ask you, because what I love is we're coming at this from three different angles, it feels like. What does it mean to have truly forgiven? I had a teacher once who said, you know, Ricardia, when you really have forgiven, you know how you know that you have? And I said, he's a really smart teacher. I actually know him through my workplace that I used to work. And he said, you know that you have forgiven a person fully if you would do it all over again. What do you think about that?
Well, now we're back to that again, you know, that all the difficulties you live through in life are actually good for you and you should appreciate them and sort of praise them. But,
I don't know. I mean, the things that I really had to forgive, I really had to, because otherwise I don't know how could my life go on. I think it was very, very difficult, even though I have, I don't know. No, I wouldn't. Mm. I wouldn't live through it again. No, it was so painful.
Yeah, I sat there too and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But I thought about it then because, as you know, I think as all my podcast listeners at least know, or ours now, I had a very difficult long-term relationship that felt very, very unfair in many ways, even though I saw my contributions, I saw where I went wrong or some of it. And I found it extremely hard to forgive this person. It was even worse when the question came to forgiving myself. I don't know that I'm quite done with that. But I thought about it in context to what my teacher, David, said. And I thought, I would do it all over again. I'd maybe cut that shit in half. Like, do I really need to do it for that long? Because I did this over a decade. But I would do it all over again because I know that the woman that emerged after this and other experiences, I think she can contribute more to this world. And I definitely know that I've grown my empathy that I was indeed lacking in for a very long time. So I think I would have to say, yeah, I'd do it all over again. Maybe I'm just a masochist.
Okay, now that you put it like this, can you argue to that? But as you said, because I also have a similar situation, but, you know, life is now and you can spend many years being in the wrong with someone.
But really, I mean, okay, I'm being a bit
antagonistic. We love it when you're antagonistic.
I'm just going to say that do you really have to learn something?
I think that's the human condition.
A horrible experience.
That's the way of the universe, honey.
I do, of course, and I have a lot of experiences that's been horrible, but like you said, I came out on the other side as a better person or with more empathy or with more insightful thoughts. But I have experienced one thing in my life where
that's interesting.
I didn't learn anything.
We talked about this in another episode before. I also think it takes time sometimes to realize what something has taught us.
Yes, that thing, absolutely. But what I'm talking about is that I didn't learn anything. It just gave me more insecure.
Are you sure?
Insecure, yeah. There was some stuff that I was going through with it.
So can I ask you, Sophia, because I think it fits, if you don't mind me jumping in there. Have you forgiven yourself or this person from this situation that you're sort of beating around the bush about? Have you forgiven those who are participating? Because I'm assuming now, and please correct me, that if you had fully forgiven those who were part of it, maybe there would be an ability to see what has been learned. Does that sound plausible to you? Or
yes, I do. I forgave her. I forgave her.
Mm.
But there was nothing good.
So maybe not all of these forgiveness exercises are about having learned something. Maybe the forgiveness itself is something that has contributed to our growth. Maybe there's not a lesson 1, 2, 3 and, oh, more empathy, or I started my coaching business, or I became filthy rich, whatever it is, right? Like, maybe the forgiveness itself can be an exercise.
Yeah, but I also think, you know, that some things can't be unsaid. If you say something that's really, really hurtful, it's very difficult for me to say, you know, if somebody comes to me the day after and say, hey, sorry, you know, I'm very sorry about what I called you or whatever. To me, it's like, yeah, but so, you said it. You said it, and, you know, of course, I am an empathic person. I can add to, maybe this person is going through a lot of stress, maybe this person in a bad relationship or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, but I don't think that's an excuse, you know, to treat people really bad.
No, I don't think so either. And it actually makes me think of something else. Karina, I'd be interested what you think about this, that I often feel, it doesn't have to be because I'm a woman, but I think that might have contributed to it because how I was raised as a girl child. But I often feel like, why am I always the one forgiving and apologizing? Yes. Like, what the hell? You know? And I also felt in movies often when women walked away, they did, you know, they walked away from a divorce and saying, I don't need anything from this man. Or they walked away from transgressions that were absolutely brutal in some ways. And I felt like, what kind of fucking behavior is this being modeled? That the women are always forgiving and the men pushing their thing through, and it's like, oh, he'll be punished by God. It's like, I believe in the universe and God, but I'm like, just in case God is, you know, not there for that right now, could we just have, like, you know, her not walking away from the settlement, or her not holding the other cheek? Because my joke is always like, the only man I know who ever offered the other cheek was Jesus. As far as I know, I haven't met too many people, male or female, like Jesus. So sometimes I'm a little like, why do I always have to do that? Do you have that too sometimes?
Yes, absolutely. And I am sick of it, being the one who's always going to, you know, be the insightful one and forgiving and whatever. I'm at this no bullshit age now.
I love it. No bullshit age. Yeah.
That this is why women don't go to war, because we are bigger persons. Because we can find it in ourselves.
I would probably go to war. I would probably go to war.
But honestly, look at who starts the wars on this planet.
Yeah, maybe.
Could it be because we are...
But maybe that's because we haven't had much opportunity to start wars yet, because no one's putting us in the fucking leadership position.
Because we're not taking it.
Because we're not taking it. I absolutely agree. I mean, if you ask me, do I want to be a general in a war? I'd be like, could I give this job to Sophia? Because I don't think I can do this, but I'll fight. Yeah. I just don't want to make the decision.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with that.
And to be honest, I think that when you stumble upon a woman who is not forgiving or can't apologize, I think a bit less of her.
Because you're supposed to be able to.
But because she's supposed to apologize.
Okay, but trying to rein it back in, because I think we're digressing slightly, and I want to wrap it up a little. I'll probably look at that later. But I wanted to end with one more thing that I thought was really important around forgiveness, because we have very different opinions and experiences, the three of us. So what is, maybe to sort of bring it back, what is the one thing you wish you could forgive yourself or others? And we're obviously not going to name names. And if it's too private, pick something else. But if there were one thing that you would want to forgive, what would that be?
Oh,
that you struggled with up to now?
Oh, that's a big question, Rick.
Maybe I'll start so you have a moment to think about it. The one thing that I would like to forgive myself for, and that I can't say I've fully succeeded at yet, is it's really, first of all, it's me. I find it much easier to forgive other people than to forgive myself. And for me, it would be some of the romantic choices I've made. I wish I could forgive myself that I didn't make better choices for myself, so that I could have much sooner become the person I am today. Because I could have shortened this journey by, what, 10, 15 years? I'd have loved to have done that, people. So that's mine.
No. It doesn't work that way, I think.
No, apparently not.
Because then you wouldn't have been the person you are today. So again, the circle is closed. Mm. You need to experience what you have.
That's what I'm going to say. You don't have to forgive.
I like that that Sophia comes at it from this
but
angle.
That feeling of unforgivingness can be hard to bear, don't you think?
But see, I think Sophia's right in some contexts. And I like that Sophia says you don't have to forgive. Me, I'm saying, oh, I wish I had shortened it in some ways. What about
you? No, I was actually thinking the same thing as you. I also wished that I had made some different choices when it comes to relationships in my own life, and that I would have stepped out earlier and all that. But
but like we were saying the other day, right? If you'd known better, you'd have done better.
I exactly. So it always comes down to that you do what you can in the moment, kind of thing.
Yeah. I agree. You do what you can in the moment. All right. I think that's a good final word of wisdom there. So I think we digressed a little bit today, but I don't mind because it's good to have different feelings and experiences about the subject. So to all our listeners out there, I hope this was helpful to you. I hope you have stuff that you feel you can let go. And if you can't, there's always Sophia here for you to say, you don't gotta forgive me. All right, gals. Thanks for being around again. And
thank
we'll talk
you.
Soon.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.